Welcome to episode 1353 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
This simple statement carries profound meaning. The followers of Jesus are given a new name. They are identified by the name they belong to. They are called Christians, literally, Christ ones, or those who belong to Christ. A name is not just a label or a convenient identifier. It is a powerful thing. It shapes identity, determines how you are seen in the world. It carries expectations and responsibilities. It indicates where and to whom you belong. To be called Christian is to be named after the one you have chosen to follow. Your primary identity is no longer your ethnicity, social status, family lineage, or occupation. Your primary identity is that you belong to Jesus. You bear his name. In the book of Isaiah, God speaks to Israel with words that echo across centuries.
But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
God gives Israel a name, and in giving that name, he claims them. He is saying, you belong to me. Your identity is determined by whose you are, not by what you have achieved or what you own or what others think of you. Later, God speaks even more intimately.
See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands.
God has written Israel's name on his own hands. The image is stunning. Israel is so precious to God that God carries Israel's name literally on his body. His identity is bound up with Israel's identity. The same is true for Christians. We are named after Christ. Our primary identity is not a job or status or a relationship. Our primary identity is that we belong to Jesus. We bear his name. We have been written on God's hands. And that name, that identity, shapes everything about who we are. Names shape behavior and responsibility. When you are named Christian, you are not just given a label. You are given a calling. You are expected to reflect the character of the one whose name you bear, to show mercy like Christ, to speak truth like Christ, to love sacrificially like Christ. Parents understand this intuitively. They give their children names, hoping those names will shape who their children become. A name carries aspirations. A name carries a calling. When you are named Christian, you carry the aspiration and calling that comes with that name. You are called to Christ-likeness, called to embody the values Christ embodied, called to be identifiable as someone who belongs to Christ. This is not a burden imposed from outside. It is an invitation flowing from the identity you have accepted. If you claim the name Christian, you are accepting the calling that comes with that name. Listen to how Paul speaks to the Corinthians.
Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies.
Paul is saying, you belong to God. Your body belongs to him, as does your life. So, live in a way that honors the one whose name you bear. But there is something else crucial. Your name is not just personal. It is communal. When you are called a Christian, you are not identified as an isolated individual believer. You are identified as part of a people. You belong to a community. You are part of a body that bears a shared name. This creates both privilege and responsibility. The privilege is belonging to a people, having a community, being part of something larger than yourself. The responsibility is that your behavior reflects not just on you individually, but on the entire community that bears that name. When you misuse the name, when you act in ways that contradict what the name represents, you damage the name for everyone. When you bear the name well, when your life reflects Christ's character, you strengthen it for everyone. Paul makes this explicit in Ephesians.
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, and every form of malice.
Paul is not just giving individual moral instruction. He is explaining how members of a community that bears a shared name should live toward one another. You are part of a people, your behavior affects the whole. In a world of shifting identities, to have a core identity rooted in God's name is stabilizing. You know who you are, whose you are, what you are called to be. This clarity is liberating. When you face a choice, you can ask, what would someone who bears Christ's name do? This question has the power to orient your entire life. It provides direction when you are confused, provides conviction when you are tempted, provides purpose when you feel lost. And that orientation produces flourishing. You know what matters, know how to live, know what you are willing to sacrifice for and what you can let go of. Know your core commitments because your core identity is clear. Without that clarity, people drift. They are tossed about by circumstances and opinions. They do not know who they are or what they stand for. But when your primary identity is clear, when you know that you belong to Christ and are called to embody Christ's character, you have direction. There is also profound resilience in this identity. When life is hard, when you face suffering or rejection or failure, you can hold on to your core identity. You are not defined by your circumstances, not defined by how others treat you. You are defined by the name you bear. And that name does not change when circumstances change. This is what gave the early Christians resilience in the face of persecution. They could be beaten and imprisoned and expelled, but they could not be separated from their core identity. They belonged to Christ. They bore his name. And that identity sustained them. It gave them meaning even in suffering. It gave them hope even in darkness. It gave them purpose even when everything else was taken from them. Listen to how Paul expresses this.
I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can strip away your core identity. You belong to Christ, and that belonging is permanent and unshakable. Here's today's question for you to ask yourself. How does my primary identity shape my daily choices? What name do you answer to? What identity shapes how you live? Is it your job title, your relationship status, your achievements, your position in society? Or is your primary identity that you belong to God, that you bear the name of Christ? When your primary identity is your belonging to God, everything else organizes itself around that. Your job, your relationships, your achievements, all become expressions of that core identity. They become secondary to your primary calling, to be Christ-like. When you make a choice, do you first ask, what does my job require? What will make me successful? What will make others approve of me? Or do you first ask, what does my identity as a Christian require? What would Christ do? How can I honor the name I bear? The third commandment protects the name of God. But it also reveals something beautiful. That name is shared with a people. That name becomes your name. That name shapes your identity. To be called a Christian is to be named after Christ. It is to be claimed by him. It is to be part of a people who belong to him. It is to be called to embody his character in the world. And that belonging, that shared identity in the name, is what gives stability, purpose, and resilience. That belonging is what shapes flourishing. When you know whose you are, you know who you are. And that knowledge transforms everything. It transforms how you make decisions. It transforms how you relate to others. It transforms how you face suffering. It transforms how you live. The early Christians understood this. They were proud to be called Christians. They understood that bearing that name was a calling and a privilege. They lived their identity so faithfully that the world could not help but notice. We are invited into that same identity. We are called by the same name. We are claimed by the same Christ. The question is, will we live into that name? Will we let it shape our identity and our choices? Will we bear the name faithfully? Father, help us understand what it means that we bear your name. Help us live into the identity you have given us. Help our belonging to you shape our identity and our choices in visible ways. Help us become a people whose lives demonstrate what it means to be Christian. Help us strengthen the name we bear through our faithful witness. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,